Good morning. We'll begin the September 19th, 2006 Successes County Council meeting with the Lord's Prayer, followed by the pledge allegiance to the flag. Our Father,
Lord in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda.
Mr. Rogers, would you please delete at 10:10 Hal Godwin Comprehensive Land Use Plan Contract Recommendations?
Okay, that's it. Any other deletion, gentlemen? If not, entertain a motion.
I move with it, amendment.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones to approve the agenda for September 19th, 2006 as in printed form with a deletion of 10:10 hours, Hal Godwin for Comprehensive Land Use Contract Recommendation. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Approval minutes from August the 15th. In printed form, August the 15th, minutes in printed form.
Hanging in there.
Questions? Not entertain a motion.
Right there. Caboose.
Phillips?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Phillips. Second by?
Second.
Mr. Dukes to approve the minutes from August the 15th, 2006 for Sussex County Council as in printed form. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones? Mr. Jones not voting. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Griffith.
We have several items of correspondence this morning. The first item is a thank you to Council for contributing to the Cheer Center Bus Fund from Emily Yarnell.
Is that back from them?
Next, a thank you to Council for a donation to the Girl Scouts Service Unit 14, St. Mark's Church, Millsboro. A letter or a card to Mr. Jones thanking him and members of council for a donation to the Milford Senior Center, indicating that they're increasing membership and rising costs to put a strain on their budget, and they very much appreciate the donation. A thank you card from the members of the, looks like Bill and Barbara Comer, members of the Pelican Cove Cheer Center at Long Neck. Next, a letter from Ann Gorin, Sussex County Coordinator of the Read Aloud program, to Mr. Jones, thanking him and council for a contribution that they used to purchase shelving for the children's books. Letter from George Krupanski, President and CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware, thanking council for a donation to assist the Georgetown Boys and Girls Club in their building fund. A letter from Robert Voschel, Capital Campaign Chairman of the Boys and Girls Club of Milford, to Mr. Jones and Council, thanking them for a donation that they will use toward the building of their new facility. Letter from City of Rehoboth Beach to Mr. Jones, thanking him and council for contribution toward the city's fireworks display. Letter from Pastor Yvonne Dixon of the River of Life Christian Center to Mr. Jones, thanking him for and council for a donation to their food outreach ministry. A letter from Donna Angel of the Woodland Ferry Association to Mr. Dukes and members of council, thanking them for a donation that they used to help put on their 2006 Fall Festival. That's all the correspondence.
Okay. David Bigger, Finance Director, Weekly County Report.
Yes, good morning. we are passing out the weekly report that Mr. Stickles has done in the past. And the first item is beneficial acceptance. The engineering department has granted beneficial acceptance to the following projects. The first is Jim Lee Park, Acceptance was granted September 5th. The developers Jim Lee Incorporated. Projects located on Honolulu Road in Dyersburg-Frankfort Sewer District, consisting of 11 mobile homes. Second's Bay Crossing, Phase 3A. Beneficial acceptance occurred on September 11th. Developers Pulte Homes. It's located on Route 1, approximately 1,000 feet south of County Road 268 in Wester Hobith. Expansion of Dewey Beach Sewer District, consisting of 22 single-family lots. The next is Gallo Medical Offices. Beneficial acceptance occurred on September 13th. Developer Prudential Gallo Realtors. Projects located 380 feet southwest of Clay Road on and Kings Highway in the Wester Hobith Sewer Project, consisting of two office buildings. Oak Creek Phase 1. Beneficial acceptance occurred on September 14th. Developer is Card LLC, located on Old Landing Road in the Wester Hobith expansion of Dewey Beach Sewer District, consisting of 68 single-family lots. The next is Warrington, and the last is Warrington Creek, Phase 1B. Beneficial acceptance occurred on September 15th. Developers M1 Homes of DC LLC. It's located on Old Landing Road in the Wester Hobith Sewer Project, consisting of 68 townhouse units. Also, the Sussex County Airport Committee will have a regularly scheduled meeting on Wednesday, October 4th at the West Complex, starting at 6 p.m. The media, as well as the general public, is welcome to attend. And also, at the airport, this year's we will play host to the year's third annual Wings and Wheels Fly-In and Car Show on Saturday, October 14th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Day-long event will feature antique cars and vintage aircraft, including the P-51 Mustang, P-40 Warhawk, and the B-25J Mitchell Bomber, among others. Airplane rides will be available, and there will be flying formation demonstrations as well as a judged car show. Admission is free, but donations are welcome and benefit the Delaware Aviation Museum. In case of rain, the event will be held October 15th. Thank you.
Frank Shade. EMS vehicle bid awards.
Come on, Frank. We're here this morning with a request for an EMS vehicle award. Bids were open Monday, August 28th, to purchase two new Suburbans for use in the paramedic department. Two vendors responded to the advertisement, and then the responses were open according to county policy. The low bidder was IG Burton with $37,385. There was a second bid submitted by Hertrick, but their bid did not meet the bid specs of the vehicle that we requested. That's the reason, as you can see, there's a difference in the bid amounts here. The EMS senior staff reviewed the bids, and they believe that the bid submitted by IG Burton would best meet their needs for this support vehicle.
Excellent. Motion.
Motion that Sussex County Council accept the bid of IG Burton Chevrolet in the amount of $37,385 per unit for the purchase of two Chevrolet Suburbans for use in the paramedic department.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the motion just read by Mr. Shea for $37,385 per unit from IG Burton's for paramedic vehicles. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I believe yes.
Thank you.
Steve Maston, Director of Economic Development, Lease LifeNet Office and Hangar Space. Mr. Maston.
Good morning. This morning, I'm delighted to bring this new tenant to the industrial park, or to the airport. And before I get started, this is Howard Gant. He's the program director for ChristianaCare LifeNet. And we're going to go right into the PowerPoint presentation. So I'm going to follow up with the benefits, you know, of this project. And this is Howard Gant.
Good morning, Councilman.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
We're waiting for that to start up. Just a little bit about myself. I'm the program director for Christiana Care LifeNet. I've been with the program since its inception. A little over 5 years ago, I was a flight medic with the program and then took over as program director in September of last year. So kind of come through the ranks to become the program director.
Got the wrong ones. Oh. Turn theirs off. These are.
Everyone, can everyone see that?
Yes.
It's our BK there.
Can't read.
Air Methods is the largest EMS helicopter service in the world. We currently have more aircraft than the U.S. Coast Guard all across the country. These are all the bases that we have across the country. And as you can see there, we have the one at Delaware and then in Philly, and we hope to add the second one in Delaware here very shortly. 5 year history, we started May 10th, 2001 at Christiana Hospital. We completed our 2,366th flight as of August 20th of this year. We achieved CAME certification. We achieved our CAME certification on April 1st, 2006. Just a little bit about CAMES. That is like the JACO inspection of hospitals. It is widely regarded across the EMS community as the certification to achieve. It recognizes that we run a safe program, a program that meets the minimum requirements for air medical services across the country. The program, it flies a pilot, medic, and nurse. They are critically care trained. It is basically a flying ICU. They carry close to 70 medications. We do interfacility transports from downstate hospitals. We also transport patients from the tri-state area into Christiana or into other hospitals. We have been as far north as New York City and Penn State College, and we have as been as far south as just across the Potomac, flying a patient into Washington General. The crew can handle any of these type processes, chest tubes, LVADs. We were actually the first program in Air Methods history to do the LVAD transport, which are basically patients that are waiting for heart transplants. We were the first one in the country to do that in Delaware also. Programs partnered with the premier tertiary hospital in Delaware. We provide a high level and safe quality care. We've established a history in Delaware now. We've been here 5 years, a little over 5 years. We made a tremendous impact in trauma patients and patients in general, in their length of stay and in their outcomes. This is a 15-minute flight ring from Newark, from Christiana Hospital. And then, as I will show you, a 15-minute flight ring from Georgetown. We will encompass the entire state with either aircraft. That will be a tremendous help to the state police and their EMS duties, as backing them up, and also for the EMS personnel that are out in the state that need aircraft. As the BK-117 that we currently fly at Christiana Hospital, it is twin engine. And this is the brand new EC-135. It looks exactly like this, except for the Jeffstat on the side. That is our sister ship in Philly. Ours will say Christiana Care. But it is a brand new EC-135 Eurocopter aircraft that we currently just received this past week. Pilots are training on it now, and that will be located at Georgetown Airport. Questions?
Yes. This has been in the media before this. Constituents asked the question, if this gentleman here is a fire chief and he's on an accident scene and the state police are busy and he makes a judgment call, he needs aviation, who pays for that when some of our customers on the highways don't have insurance?
That is a current problem across the country, not just here in Delaware. However, it does get taken care of. What I can tell you is that in the year that I've been program director, I've had maybe five calls of patients saying they have problems paying the bill, they can't pay a bill, things like that. No one was turned away. Every bill was written off.
Okay.
There's paperwork that's involved where they can, they have a hardship case that can be filled out. Otherwise, Air Methods has worked with everyone.
Okay, and you mentioned something about heart transplant patients.
Yes.
What was that? Can you elaborate on that a little bit? If he needs a heart and he needs to go to Johns Hopkins within 2 hours for surgery, and he lives here in Georgetown.
Yes, we can do that. We can do that. And also, what usually happens is they're on a transplant list, And that can all be set up prior to any transport is done. Usually there is a social worker involved with that case, and they set that all up. The one I was bringing up was the LVAD, which is Christiana puts them in now, and usually you go to one of two places, either Johns Hopkins or Lankenau Hospital. But it is a machine that basically it is bypassing your heart. The machine is actually your heart, and those patients are then going somewhere for a heart transplant.
Okay. Would this be a permanent base?
We're definitely looking long term. I think the lease right now is three years.
1 year, but
it's concurrent.
And what would the staffing be initially, and then say 2 years from now?
The staffing should be the same as it is now. We run a pilot nurse and a medic on a 24-hour basis, 7 days a week. We currently have everyone hired. I know that the sheet there says 15 new positions. I can tell you that over half of those were personnel right from down here in Sussex County, either from Milford, Georgetown, Rehoboth, those areas that were hired. We have 16 medical personnel hired, 4 pilots, and a mechanic.
So when they're working, they're there physically?
They're at the airport, yes.
I also like to mention John Kenny from Georgetown Air Services is with us, and this is basically what we're requesting from County Council is approval of a sublease, and Mr. Kenny is in the back if you have any questions of him. But I'd also like to go into the fact that the benefits to the airport. The operation will begin immediately. The brand new EC-135 Eurocopter will be stationed at Georgetown Airport. They require office space and crew quarters, communication lines, restroom facilities, and future hangar as available. They're predicting around 400 flights the first year, and they will be using approximately 30,000 gallons of jet fuel. That equals $120,000 in fuel sales. 15 new jobs to the airport. They're also going to be working with the community regarding outreach programs with the Delaware Office of Emergency Medical Services. Also, a quick response to EMS units and backup to the Delaware State Police. Critical care capabilities to the area hospitals for transport of their patients in the event that we have a hurricane or something.
Estimated payroll?
I didn't figure that out, but at 15 that we have there, we're talking probably in the what range, Howard, that we're talking between an average, okay, for the employees?
An average salary?
Yeah.
Well, that's hard to say. Average salary is probably around $50,000. Total everybody between pilots, medic, nurse, mechanic, I would say it's probably the average salary.
What does that put your hourly operation at for the chopper to run, $2,500 an hour?
You know, to be honest with you, sir, I'm not sure. I can tell you approximate cost of flight. I can tell you approximate cost of a flight's around $4,000 at our current program in Christiana. Now, that might change a little bit down here because you're not really, realistically, we're not flying as long distances from Christiana, so that might change. A little less fuel, a little more fuel. We might see a lot more trend going south, you know, picking up, helping out Salisbury, Atlantic General out of Maryland, even flying more to Baltimore or Hopkins. So.
But do you charge like a loaded mile?
Yes, we do. There's a flat fee for a liftoff fee and then a loaded mile. And that's usually what Medicare allowable, a lot of it's Medicare allowable 15. Billing.
Where's the hangar, Steve? Where about?
They're looking at the former airport terminal, the old terminal building.
Okay.
Right now the hangar part is leased, and once that lease expires, then ChristianaCare would like to take over that facility. Currently they'd like this sublease that I'm presenting to you today would be for just an office space that's associated with that building.
Just all, and the helicopter's going to stay outside? Or
yes, sir.
It yes. Is?
Okay.
Stays outside of Christiana now.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Okay.
And I guess all the facilities that they have in that building, or they have everything they need?
Yes,
right now?
They do have restroom facilities in the building that can house the crew in their quarters. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I have a motion. I'd like to offer a motion that Sussex County Council approve a sublease for office space between Georgetown Air Services, LLC, and LifeNet. The term of the lease will be on a year-to-year basis unless either party advises in writing at least 60 days prior to the end of the sublease that either party does not wish to renew. No assignments or subletting are approved with the lease between Georgetown Air Services and LifeNet. The sublease, upon approval, will and shall contain the necessary insurance requirements and language as required by the county before execution of the approved sublease agreement.
So moved, Mr. President.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to approve the motion read by Steve Mastin, Director of Economic Development, for the lease of LifeNet office and hangar space. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
What is yes?
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
So we're running ahead of schedule, so we're public hearing scheduled for 10:45, so we'll move ahead to Rob Davis available. Okay, send him a message, okay? And at that point, we'll move to, would you rather go to grants first, Mr. Griffin, and then come back? We'll go to grants, I guess, to get the other way. Mr. Baker, you prepare for grants, or Miss?
No, Mrs. Webb is going to.
Mrs. Webb.
Mrs. Webb, all right.
The new grant lady.
Let's vote again.
Are you starting out with a speech this morning?
No, I'm going right to work.
See, change is good.
Yeah. Change is good.
I have.
It used to be Susan.
Grants for your consideration. The first one's the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company Ladies Auxiliary. Are requesting $75 for a basket bingo fundraiser.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, I'd like to award $75 to that effort.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones for the Ladies Auxiliary of the Indian River Fire Department for $75. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The second one is Lewis Canal Front Park. They're constructing a park, and they not had any prior funding.
Okay. I'd like to give $5,000 of community investment, reinvestment for that.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Have a motion by Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second by Mr. Jones. Take $5,000 from Rogers Community Reinvestment. That'll be 06. For the Lewis Canal Front Park Project. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes.
The next grants, the Indian River Senior Center, requesting $2,500 for building construction.
That's, I think I want to take out of my community.
Reinvestment,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to grant that.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips to grant $2,500 for Mr. Cole's community reinvestment funding for the Indian River Senior Center, $2,500 for building construction. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
And the last grant is from the Town of Blades for an unspecified amount for community hall remodeling.
I'd like to give them $10,000 for my community reinvestment.
Motion by Mr. Dukes, second by
second.
Mr. Phillips to give Town of Blades $10,000 out of his community reinvestment funding for the community hall remodeling project. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask that we suspend rules and order and go to additional business and let Mr. Sparpaglione give us a demonstration on archiving of council minutes. I know the council's been waiting for this, and there's a lot of people that would like to see this demonstration that will be very beneficial for a lot of people, for attorney's offices. This will eliminate the need for sending a court reporter here for those who wish to get council minutes in the future for when we have litigation against the council where they have to send a court reporter to record the minutes and all. When a councilman misses a meeting and they want to hear the minutes, hear the recordings and all, you'll be able to do this from home now. And this is a big step forward in opening up the council minutes, and people who are at work and who are not able to monitor council meetings will now be able to come home at night and listen to the council meetings and all. This is a big step forward, and I'd like to thank Chip and Eddie for doing this. And this will probably be the last major project that I'll be involved with, but this is a big, big step in opening council accessibility.
Way to go, Bob.
And this year, going away present.
Going out with a bang, huh?
Going out with a bang, yes.
Can I leave now?
Yes.
Good.
people are tormented.
Basically, this is the county's website. Right at the very bottom this week, we placed this public meeting audio archive, made it very accessible, very prominent on the front page. You can click on this link, and it will bring you into the audio archives for Sussex County. You'll see a little thing down here loading. What this does is it opens up the county council archives. If we scroll on this page, it's a little brief description telling you that all of these records are available. In this nice little list, you can choose whether you want to look for a county council meeting, planning and zoning, or board of adjustment. All of the recordings are up there right now. The meetings are actually ahead of the minutes. If we wanted to go, just as an example, they're listed in date order. Your special meeting on 5:30.
Last week's
the 12th of September.
Click on the arrow.
Just click on this little arrow.
Yeah, how soon will these be on after a council meeting?
As soon as Robin places them on her computer, and then we take them. Pretty much.
Within a week?
Couple weeks.
No, we're doing inside of that.
Will they be on that website before they're approved by council as minutes?
The discussion that we had was recordings are recordings, minutes are minutes. Recordings you can't change. Minutes are an interpretation, if you will, of a meeting.
So the approved minutes could have some variations.
Yes. The recordings, the feeling that we received from Robin as well as Mr. Stickles was, as soon as we have the recordings available, please place them online and make them publicly available.
I mean, you could look at it this way as well. You're broadcasting live on the internet, so whatever is said and done now in chambers is out there for public consumption.
So they'll just be represented to the public.
They should be on before the next meeting.
Yes.
They'll be represented to the public as recordings, not approved minutes.
That is correct. They are presented here as audio archives. Currently, there have been radio stations. WGMD actually has recorded snippets from our webcast and placed those on their website as well.
So selected snippets.
Snippets nonetheless,
yes. So.
And so a public hearing in the afternoon on a land use issue will be then in...
in theory, it should be...
Archived in total.
Within days.
If not hours. Right, but
the entire
public hearing will be...
Correct.
On the...
Well, the entire meeting. Anything that is broadcast and captured by this sound system, and really what's made this possible is the use of the digital media cards. These are the same things you'll find in cameras, digital cameras, SD cards, whatever format. Rather than recording the meetings to tape, as was customary before, you're recording it as a digital file that you can then easily transfer from the source or from the card to a computer, and then we just put it up on the web.
So people who...
What I'd like to do is have it on before next Tuesday. So,
right.
So in the past, where somebody who had a concern about something that was said during a public hearing would have to come in and get the tape and sit down and do all the tape. We don't have to do that. They can now pull it up from
their office,
their home, or wherever. Correct.
Right.
This system, yes, other than being digital and being on the internet, has a whole lot of other advantages. If any of you have ever had to go back and listen to historical recordings or go back and listen to a tape, the quality of the audio recorded on the tape is very poor compared to what we're doing now. As all of you have become quite aware since April, comments you make can actually be picked up by these microphones. Every single little red light, whenever it's on, guess what? You're being recorded and it's listening to something. Whether it be paper shuffling, a highlighter going across, or somebody tapping on the desk.
Don't work. I just started. Wrong with tapping.
But there are a lot of other things that it does. It enables you to get those recordings. If you received a call from a constituent, you have the same access that anybody has to those recordings, and they're available instantly.
Without calling me?
I'll show you an example.
Eddie, how long is this going to be? You're going to leave it on here
No time determination has been made. They are of public archive. I believe our recordings have to be kept for how long?
They don't.
I don't know of any requirement of the, on the county.
Not
of
required.
Not required.
You have to keep your minutes, but I don't think there's a requirement about that. You know,
but
this
because
type
of
recording.
The technology,
it's
so easy to do.
Not
taking
yeah.
up
right.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
It's not any big deal.
There's no reason
next
not to
years
do it.
If we wanted to.
So long as we responsibly back them up and ensure that they are.
It would
available.
Also give. It would also give, like Lawrence, on some of these issues where we've talked about conditions and different things. You could actually go back then and pull up the tape easily and check what was said.
Lawrence.
So it might be good to keep them, like some of them
in
are saying.
In perpetuity.
Keep them. Yeah. I mean, at least keep them 10 years. You know. I mean, it ought to be.
Why would
something.
You ever take them off?
I don't know.
In my opinion.
We don't have any reason to. Both Lawrence and Shane have been using this. And I think Shane's used it a lot for his minutes for his meetings. This is a huge improvement over the tapes.
So the consensus is, gentlemen, that we just leave them all, right?
Yes. Okay. Now, is there any
did you
way
hear that
to filter voice? Some of this background noise so that you can clean them up? I know it's always been a problem listening to tapes because there's just so much commotion and background noise.
Unfortunately, unless you go into a... more controlled environment. I know that you guys do have rules of procedure, and everybody likes to keep things light and lighthearted every now and then. Unless you're going to be very, very stringent and go to a court style, you have the floor, blah, blah, blah.
But technically,
it's
there's no way
really
to clean out the background noise.
There are ways to clean out the background noise, very labor intensive, and involves somebody sitting here and running a mixing board while you're running the meeting.
That's the other thing with this. This is an initial offering, and as we work with this more, we may refine it, make improvements. Right now, what is being offered here is from the moment the sound system is turned on and the recording starts till the time that it is turned off. There are individual tracks, if I'm not mistaken, that are cut periodically throughout the meeting, but I can't tell you where in a particular meeting a certain issue was, whether it was in this MP3 file or if it's in this MP3 file or if it's here. And that's why we've put a link to the agendas and the minutes there so that you can get a sense of where in a meeting, if it's that first clickable link.
So
you can click on an agenda to see where an item might have been in the meeting. And then you'll just have to, as the listener, try to discern where it is in there. Because, as Eddie said, this would be another labor-intensive procedure to go through and to catalog where every single thing is, every single item is in a meeting. It's still going to require, just as it did with the tape, for someone to sit down and listen to it and follow the course of the meeting.
But they'll be able to move forward quicker.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
And as Robin will tell you, she can go through a meeting much more easily on the computer with a computer audio file, and the quality of the recording is much better.
We'll give you a demonstration of how this works. So
I just double clicked on 10.
Land in AR1. Agriculture Residential District for a regional wastewater treatment.
This is a recording
facility
from
to be located
the evening
on
of the 12th.
Parcel land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. On a parcel containing 5.11 acres, more or
yeah,
less.
Yeah, we have no idea who this person is.
Lying northeast of Camp Arrowhead Road, also known as Road 279, within the Bayfront subdivision, and being southeast of Marsh Island Avenue.
But that's just an example of
west of Rachel
how clear it is.
And now, you can,
Kramer,
you a copy of a
Kramer clear on there?
Ring binder.
This place. You're on there, Dan.
You're
on
there. Put a link to the Kramer report.
If you can,
form,
these files will play. These files will play with any standard player on the computer, whether it's Windows Media Player is the default here. Some might use iTunes. Some might use Real Player. But anything that will play an MP3 file, and any computer should have some default player on there. Once the depending on your connection, and that's another thing. People who have broadband are obviously going to see the audio loading much quicker. That green bar that's there toward the bottom, that's actually loading the file, and the little gray bar is where you are in the file. Someone with dial-up, it might be a little bit slower for them, but if they're patient and let it load, then they can play the file, and then they can move it their gray bar anywhere they want with the downloaded audio.
Front subdivision, which is located on County Road
And I can just move through it. Any questions?
The next thing, Eddie, I think we need screens here so we can get rid of some of this paper and we can pop up some of this stuff we're doing right there in front of us. And I'd like to see that happen next.
A lot of legislative bodies are going to paperless packets.
Well,
a number of people have gone to that. One of the municipal bodies, if you will, that does this right now that I would love to take a couple of you guys and go see, the town of Ocean City. They have quite an extensive AV system within their chambers. Be open to do that at any time.
County Levy Court has, they actually have a screen behind them that also does some.
A lot of the things we run into is operating within this room. As you know, space up there is very limited. There's not a whole lot of connectivity or room. Robin, unfortunately, gets all of her legroom taken away by all of this audio equipment and some computer stuff.
Do we have connectivity here where we could even do that?
We have limited connectivity here. We would have problems because of it being the old post office. Underneath of this room is the boiler, air handlers, power, all of that fun stuff. Sometimes maneuvering and installing equipment around that is very difficult.
Give them all laptops.
We can give you all laptops, yeah.
That would give
Under glass. So you can't.
Well, then you wouldn't have anything to type on. If your laptop was beneath the glass, how would you type on it?
It sits right here. That's why my office is under glass. And then just have.
Yeah, but that's not a laptop.
Yeah, but that's not a laptop.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about laptop. I'm talking about computer.
Laptop is going to have to sit either on the counter.
Just like Chip has. You could all have one of those and give you everything you want.
Well, I just think we are wireless in here. Yeah, I just think the gentleman, we a lot of this paper, my last packet, they run about $5. They send us out these packets. A lot of it's just the bills paid, which I don't think we need until we get here. So there's just a lot of wasted money, I think, in paper going back. And then plus what we get handed out down the road down here, we're just duplication when he sends out these financial things where we're getting new accounts. You know, they're just lots of paper. We could just see it and approve it. So. I mean, it shouldn't take a whole lot to figure it out. And whether it's laptop or come in from, if you can't come underneath, can you get in up top here somehow? I don't know.
Let's
you
work.
If you get your laptop or the wireless, you don't need it.
Yeah, wireless laptop, you don't need it.
I mean, we have wireless laptops in here now. So I can just.
Can you duplicate? I mean, is it a bigger pain to duplicate that stuff on a disk?
It
can be scanned in and distributed electronically very quickly, very easily. So.
And we could have that, like our minutes and all that kind of stuff.
All of that stuff is currently available right now.
On Friday to be able to go on and look at it.
Why don't you guys who have the most knowledge figure out what would be the best, most economical, easiest, user-friendly system? Okay, whatever. And then, I guess we could, if we had meetings somewhere else, we could take the laptop and somehow stuff could be fed to us from other sources.
Are you looking, though, for something that allows individual control, or are you looking for something that maybe has screens that just, if you're looking at a particular map that just shows all five of you at the same time, the same item, but you'd all have to look at the same item at the same time, and it would be controlled.
It's like one box on DirecTV, everybody sees the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. You can keep looking.
I've done
that. There you go. Appreciate their presentation on that. Okay.
Once again, Eddie, tell the public how they just go to our website.
Just go to our website, www.sussexcountyde.gov, and it's right on the homepage.
Right now we have a temporary link on the homepage, but the feature is found under the eGov tab at the top of the page. You click on that, it comes down to, there are several choices there. Audio archive is the one you want. Click on that, it takes you right to the page. But for the sake of convenience and ease for the constituency, right now we put a temporary link on the main page so that it's the first one of the first things you see.
Okay. We're going to go back now to the
to the county council.
10:50. We'll go back to public hearing.